A thing has a symmetry if you can do something to it and it doesn't make any difference. Now, in that form, we discuss the symmetry of physical law. We ask the following question. Suppose I built a complex machine over here with a lot of complicated interactions and balls bouncing around and forces between them and so on, and it would go through some motion. Now I would come over here and build exactly the same kind of equipment, matching part by part for the same dimensions and the same orientation, everything, only displaced over here. And I would start the two things off in their initial circumstances in exact correspondence and ask, will this one behave exactly the same as that one? Will it follow all the motions in exact parallelism? Well, what's the answer? No. Because if I went a little further than the particular dimension, it would be inside the wall over there, and interferences from the wall would make the thing not work. So we have to be careful with the definition. It's clear that what we want to do is to move all the equipment. Now, not all the equipment of the world, as some people would like us to do, because then it's a trivial matter. Because if we have this thing standing on the table here and the stars and everything around it and it behaves in a certain way, and then we ask to move everything in the world over to here, table and all, well, of course we got the same phenomenon again because we're right back where we started. We can't move everything. But it turns out in practice that with a certain amount of intelligence about what to move, it'll work. In other words, if you don't go into the wall, if you realize what the origin of the forces are, from the outside, and arrange that those are not changed, then the machinery will work the same. All of our ideas in physics require a certain amount of intelligence. They're not purely mathematical ideas or abstract ideas. We have to understand what we mean when we say that the phenomena are the same when we move the apparatus to a new position. It means when we move the apparatus that we move everything that we believe relevant. If the phenomena is not the same, we suggest that maybe something that was relevant hasn't been moved, and we start out to look for it. If we never find it, then we would claim the laws of physics do not have the symmetry. On the other hand, we may find it. We expect to find it if the laws of physics have this symmetry, and then looking around may, for instance, discover that wall is pushing on the particle. So the idea is it possible to define things well enough so that if all the forces are included and a whole piece of apparatus, all the relevant parts, are moved from one place to another, will the laws be the same? Now we've discussed that question. Will the machinery work the same way? First of all, to take just mechanics, which is, of course, the thing could have electrical machinery and so on in it, but we're only able to analyze this for mechanics. In the laws of mechanics, we wrote that the laws of mechanics could be summarized, for instance, on each particle, there's a set of three equations which look like this. Now, what this means is that there exists a way to measure x, y, and z on three perpendicular axes and the forces along those directions such that these laws are true. X must be measured from some origin. Say, from here. Well, I need more room. Move it over. X is measured, say, from some origin this way. Where do we put the origin? All that Newton would tell us at first is that there is some place that you can measure from. So this would be the center of the universe, the best place to measure from, so that these laws are correct. But we'll show you immediately that you're never going to find the center, because if you would use some other origin, this place, it wouldn't make any difference. In other words, suppose that there are two people, one which we'll call Joe, who has an origin over here, and the other one who we'll call Mo, who has a parallel system, but the origin over there. Now, when Mo makes his measurements, he measures a point in space. Here's a point in space. If Joe measures this point in space, he locates it at X, Y, and Z. We'll leave the Z out because it's too much to draw all the time. Mo, on the other hand, measuring the same point, would obtain a different X and, in principle, a different Y, although numerically they're equal. So, we start. First, that X prime is X minus A. That Y prime is Y. And Z prime is Z. Now, in order to complete our analysis here, we have to see what he would obtain for the forces. The force was supposed to be some kind of a thing in a line like this. And by the force in the X direction, we meant the fraction of it, the part, which is in this direction, which is this times this cosine. Now you see that that's exactly the same projection that Mo would use as Joe would use, so we have an addition, a